Well, the weekend is here. We have picked out another crop of entertainment suggestions to keep you occupied on podcast, at the movies, and on the small screen. And we're going to start with podcasts. My producer, Rafiq Wahid, has this week's selection.
My podcast recommendation for this week is for the True Crime Junkies. The podcast series is aptly named Crime Junkie and takes you deep into some of the most harrowing crimes and cold cases to have gripped the United States. Crime Junkie is one of the most listened to podcasts on Apple Podcasts, receiving over 301,000 ratings for a 4.8 star rating.
The story I have for you today is about a woman who was murdered inside her Chicago high-rise. There were no witnesses, and her killer left behind no trace. The case seemed destined to remain unsolved until a tip came in from a source that still, over 40 years later, is almost possible to believe, but also impossible not to. This is the story of Teresita Bassa.
All 222 episodes of Crime Junkie can be found on your favorite podcatcher. That's it from me for this week. Happy listening.
Thank you so much to my producer, Rafiq Wahid, for this week's selection. Next up, we are off to the movies, and our Eyewitness News reporter, Chanel September, has the rundown on what's happening on circuit.
What's going on? Everybody okay?
They got a call, said there was trouble in the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you all need to look around.
It's a little wet for practice, don't you think? Now the girls have schoolwork to do.
They do their homework. Tundi's first in her class. Lynn and Isha are too.
Now I don't mind you saying we hard on these kids. You know why? Because we are.
That's Will Smith, starring in the film King Richard. The movie looks at how tennis superstars Venus and Serena Williams became sporting legends after being coached by their father. It's a moving, inspirational film and somehow reminds me of a Cinderella story. Smith has received high praise for his performance. Ronaldo Marcus Green is in the director's chair. If you love tennis and you would like to see how Richard Williams helped his daughters become Grand Slam champions, then I highly recommend you watch the film.
Whoa, killer replica.
A replica of what?
A ghost trap? There hasn't been a ghost sighting in 30 years. New York in the 80s, it's like The Walking Dead. Your dad never mentioned this to you?
It's just my mom. My grandfather died. My mom says we're just here to pick through the rubble of his life.
The Ghostbusters franchise is expanding. The 1984 film already has three sequels, and this week a fourth will be released. Ghostbusters Afterlife tells the story of a mother and her two children who arrive in a small town when they begin to discover their connection to the original Ghostbusters and the secret legacy their grandfather left behind. The film's directed by Jason Reitman, who's also known for films like Juno and Up in the Air. He's also the son of the original Ghostbusters director, Ivan Reitman. In my opinion, diehard fans of the Ghostbusters franchise will definitely enjoy this film. And lastly, on Netflix, you can stream Tick, Tick, Boom.
Hello. Hi. Welcome. I'm Jonathan Larson. I am 29 years old. I work at the Moondance Diner.
Check.
One sec.
Do we take reservations? No, we do not take. We're a diner.
I have an original rock musical.
In the film, we're introduced to an aspiring theatre composer who endures a quarter-life crisis as he approaches 30. The film stars Andrew Garfield, Alexander Shipp, and Vanessa Hudgens. That's a wrap. I'm Chanel September.
And just one more to add to that list, and that's a heads up that the new Neil Blomkamp horror film called Demonic is releasing on circuit today. For those of you who followed his career, this is, of course, a very proudly South African story. Neil, the man behind District 6, as well as Elysium, that new film is coming to the circuit from today.
Join the conversation.
Email pippah@capetalk.co.za.
Now onto the small screen, where once again we call on Craig Falk, the deputy editor of TV Plus magazine, to pick out some ideas. Hope you're doing well, Craig.
Very well, thanks. And yourself, Pippa?
Yeah, great, thanks. Okay, before we take a look at the new shows starting this week, Craig, some really interesting news in from Showmax, because a local telenovela has absolutely smashed records. I'm talking records held even by the biggest international blockbuster shows.
Yeah, the new telenovela is called The Wife, and like you say, it's broken a whole bunch of Showmax records, with more viewers tuning in on its first day on air than for pretty much every other show on the in the platform's history. And yes, that includes Game of Thrones seasons and even Devil's Door.
Wow.
You know, it's a good one if you're looking for a nice long binge over the holidays, because there are 40 episodes in this first season. You know, it's a series that's inspired by the novel by Dudu Busani Dube called Thromlu the Wife. It deals with a young journalist who falls in love with a taxi driver, not realizing that when you marry a man, you marry his secrets.
Well, Dudu is great fun. I know. I interviewed her last year at the SA Book Fair, and she was a blast. I'm so thrilled for her that the series is doing as well as it is. I haven't watched it yet myself, but there is lots of praise that I've seen on social media for the production quality and the quality of the acting. So find out for yourselves by watching The Wife on Showmax. And then, Craig, a couple of weeks ago, a listener asked when we were going to get a fourth season of the show Manifest. And at the time, the answer was that we just weren't even sure if there was going to be one. There have been a couple of developments around that.
Yes, and it's good news. Officially, there is going to be a fourth season.
Yay.
So remember that the show was actually cancelled by its original creator, NBC. But when the first three seasons were added to the Netflix platform, viewership figures went wild, so much so that Netflix actually announced it would be making the fourth season itself. We've now got a bit more information. Almost all of the original cast are going to be returning. There are going to be about 20 episodes, which may be split into two batches. But you know, season four is going to be the final season.
Okay.
It will be exclusively released on Netflix, which is also going to acquire exclusive rights to the previous three seasons, meaning that it will have to come off all the other streaming platforms where it's currently being shown.
Okay. And any word yet on a release date, Craig?
We're probably going to have to wait until at least the middle of next year, as nobody has even started working on the script. And a few of the key actors still have to finish up other contracts, which they picked up in the interim.
Of course, thinking that the show was over. Okay, but that's very good news indeed. I really, really got deeply involved in that show. So I'm delighted to know there's another season coming, and we'll keep you posted on when it's going to be. Okay, let's take a look at what is coming in the week ahead, Craig, and we'll start on the terrestrial channels. For a change, let's start with a music special.
Yes, Adele, One Night Only. It's a special that will be airing on Monday, the 22nd of November on Mnet. That's DSTV 101 at 7:30. It's a two-hour special that takes place at LA's Griffith Observatory. Adele will be performing some of her greatest hits on stage. Then she sits down in an interview with Oprah Winfrey, of course, and it's her first televised wide-ranging interview about her new album and her divorce.
Okay, and she really does spill the beans from what I've heard. So that's Monday evening. Make a date on Mnet at 7:30. Moving on to fiction, Craig, there are two very popular shows making a return this week.
Yes, A Million Little Things. Season 3 returns from a short break on Friday the 19th of November on Mnet at 8:30. You know, kicking back into gear with serious storylines, Sophie asks Rome to help her understand what pushed him to attempt suicide. And, you know, it's especially after their best friend did it in the very first episode, and Rome has an intimate understanding of such a serious subject.
Okay, A Million Little Things, Season 3, back on Friday the 19th, that's this evening, on Mnet at 8:30. And then for those who'd prefer a bit of comic relief, Mom is back.
Yes, Season 8, which is the final season, starts on Saturday the 20th of November on Mnet at 7 in the evening. There's going to be huge changes because Christy is leaving and her mom Bonnie now becomes the center of attraction.
Okay.
In all fairness, Alison Janney and her character have been the real star of the show over the 8 seasons.
Okay, so Mom Season 8 is starting on Saturday night on Mnet, Channel 101 at 7 p.m. Okay, if you're a fan of MasterChef and particularly of the original version, the British one, there is a treat in store for you as well.
Yes, Season 18 is starting on Monday the 22nd of November on BBC Lifestyle. That's DSTV 174 at 6 in the evening. There's a slight change thanks to COVID, obviously. Instead of the contestants cooking in top-tier restaurants for their challenges, the head chefs are actually taking over the MasterChef kitchens. John Turode and Greg Wallace return as the judges.
Okay, I know a couple of our listeners do prefer the British format, so they'll be delighted to know that Season 18 is back. So again, that's on Monday the 22nd of November on BBC Lifestyle Channel 174. MasterChef starts at 6 p.m. Craig, for those who are on the free-to-air channels, there's a new series you want to flag on SABC3.
Yes, it's called The Commons. Season 1 is starting on Thursday, the 25th of November, on SABC 3, that's DSTV 193, at 9 in the evening. It's a sci-fi-ish series where climate change is killing Earth, but not before it actually kills mankind by turning humans sterile. The show actually centers on a psychologist who now finds herself willing to go to any lengths to fall pregnant.
Sounds really interesting. Okay, The Commons on SABC 3, Thursday evening at 9 p.m. And then also brand new, a true crime drama called Fog of Murder.
Yes, season 1 starts on Saturday, the 20th of November on ID, which is channel 171, at 9 in the evening. It's a true crime drama series where the cases are so intricate and involved, and only once they've gone almost 90% of the way through solving it, do things sort of start making sense and the puzzle pieces fall into place.
Okay, so one you'll need a bit of concentration for then. The Fog of Murder, Season 1, starting tomorrow night on Channel 171 at 9 p.m. Let's head over to the streaming services, Craig, and let's start with Showmax. What's your pick of the week?
I'm going with Chucky, the first season of this slasher horror comedy. It's set after the seventh movie in the Child's Play franchise, and now sees Chucky, the possessed doll, helping a loser high school kid with his bullies. You know, it's a silly slasher horror fun. It's got the same filming styling as the Riverdale series, that's the reboot of the Archie comics, so you know what you're getting into, and it's got a Billie Eilish songs in pretty much every episode.
Oh, that's something to recommend it. Okay. Chucky is on Showmax. There's also what sounds like a very interesting documentary series starting, all about social media.
Yes, it's called Influence, first season. It's a co-production between South Africa and Canada that investigates the power of influencers and how they and social media are now being weaponized for elections.
Fascinating topic. I'm really looking forward to watching that one. So Influence, season 1, dropping on Showmax this week. Your pick of the week on Netflix, Craig?
It's a sci-fi show called Cowboy Bebop. It's based on the 1998 anime series of the same name, and it follows three bounty hunters who are trying to outrun their past as they hunt down space criminals.
Okay, Cowboy Bebop is on Netflix. The one I'm really keen to see is the new show on BritBox. And Craig, I can't get enough of Scandinavian crime, whether it's in televised form or in book form. There's a great sounding new drama series starting.
Yeah, because they do it so well.
Yeah.
It's called Anika. It's season 1 crime drama. And, you know, like you said, it's another Scandi crime drama that sees Detective Inspector Annika Stranded leave Oslo and become the new head of Scotland's Marine Homicide Unit, of all things. And her first case involves a harpoon victim who used to take tourists around on whale hunts.
Sounds grim, but that's what they do best. So Annika on BritBox for those who have access. And that for me sounds like the one to watch this week. Craig, as always, thank you so much for the recommendations and for keeping us on top of what the networks are bringing us. We look forward to chatting to you again next Friday.
Always a pleasure.
Craig Falk, the deputy editor of TV Plus magazine. You'll find the magazine in stores now.
You're with Cape Talk.
Right, just to follow up on that, a question coming in just too late to put it to Craig directly, but I think I can answer it myself. The question is, are the previous seasons of Manifest available on Netflix locally? Not right now. I've just finished watching the third season on DSTV Catch-Up. I'm aware of the fact, though, that it was expiring yesterday or today. I had to binge last weekend to make sure I could finish it in time. So it's come off the catch-up feature literally within the last 24, 48 hours. It's not on Netflix yet, but as Craig mentioned, Netflix have acquired the rights to get the previous seasons as part of the deal to start making the fourth season. They literally went into production today. So it should come soon is the answer. Not there right now, but it should come soon. And I'll keep an eye on it for you and tip you off when it does arrive.